bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelich says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program. The Trump administration is pulling back radically on efforts to stop human trafficking. You know, the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein was accused of. It's, why are they doing this? I mean, you know, Trump is like, pro-human trafficking? Is that what's going on? Over at the Department of Homeland Security, they had, this is from The Guardian, this is a piece by Aaron Glanz and Bernice Young. At DHS, Trump has ordered agents formerly dedicated to investigating and arresting human traffickers to instead focus on deporting immigrants. Current and former DHS staffers interviewed by The Guardian confirmed that these investigators' day-to-day work has been broadly shifted toward deportations and away from investigating major crimes with real victims. Over at the State Department, the Trump administration slashed more than 70% of the agency's office to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. This is called the TIP office, Traffic in Persons, which is responsible for leading anti-trafficking efforts across the U.S. government. 70% cut in the workforce. They have also held up grants to nonprofit organizations that fight trafficking around the world, putting their operations and services at risk. In addition, Glantz and Young write for The Guardian, the administration has also delayed release of an annual report that documents human trafficking across the U.S. and more than 185 other countries. Federal law requires that report be provided to Congress by the 30th of June, which was months ago, and it still has not been provided to Congress. Beth Van Schaack, the ambassador at large for global criminal justice during the Biden administration, said, the reality is that perpetrators will go free and international crimes will continue. It will take years to rebuild the expertise in our law enforcement and diplomatic corps. This is crazy. This is just crazy. I mean, you know, Republicans worked with Democrats to pass this. There's a landmark legislation back in 2000. You know, last year, the Clinton administration, it was called the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And now the Trump administration is just gutting it. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Justice, they published a study a while back showing that most of the violence, most of the political violence in America is committed by people on the hard right. A PhD student at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, his first name is Daniel, was the guy who discovered this, that on September 12th, the file, the report is titled, What NIJ Research Tells Us About Domestic Terrorism, right? And it concluded that most of the political violence in the United States that's domestically generated, not, you know, this wouldn't include 9/11 because that came from outside our country, but most of the domestic violence, political violence in America is coming from the right, not the left. And it was available on the Department of Justice website on the 12th of September, but on the 13th of September, it vanished. And, of course, it was the 10th of September when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and they decided to use that as an excuse to just, you know, go after any Democrat, anybody on the left, anybody who speaks out, no more free speech in America, all because, you know, the left is, you know, perpetrating all this political violence. And it turns out, no, the left is not perpetrating all this political violence. This is an actual quote from the report. Quote, militant, nationalistic, white supremacist, violent extremism has increased in the United States. In fact, the number of far-right attacks continues to outpace all other types of terrorism and domestic violent extremism. Since 1990, far-right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far-left or radical Islamist extremists, including 227 events that took more than 520 lives. In this same period, far-left extremists committed 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. A recent threat assessment by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concluded that domestic violent extremists are an acute threat and highlighted a probability that COVID-19 pandemic-related stressors, longstanding ideological grievances related to immigration, and narratives surrounding election fraud will continue to serve as a justification for violent actions, of course, by people on the right. And now if you go looking for that file on the Department of Justice website, on Kristi Noem's website, you get an error that says this file, this page could not be found. Meanwhile, a British historian, Timothy Garton Ash, he's a British historian and author. He wrote an op-ed for The Guardian arguing that we have 400 days to save America, to save democracy in the United States. He said if Republicans, it's 400 days to the next election, a little over a year. A year and 2 months, I think, September, October, November, yeah. And his point is that if the Democrats lose, if the Republicans win, if they can continue to hold the House and Senate is the bottom line, because that's what this election is going to be all about next year. If Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate, then Trump will expand his powers and he will end democracy in our republic. That'll be it. That'll be the end. We will be like Putin's Russia or Hungary, Orban's Hungary. He visited the United States and came to this conclusion from the time he was here. He wrote, I returned to Europe from the U.S. with a clear conclusion. American Democrats, lowercase d, have 400 days to start saving democracy. If next autumn's midterm elections produce a Congress that begins to constrain Donald Trump, there will then be a further 700 days to prepare the peaceful transfer of executive power that alone will secure the future of this republic. Operation Save U.S. Democracy stages 1 and 2. During 7 weeks in the U.S. summer, I was shaken every day by the speed and executive brutality of President Trump's assault on what had seemed settled norms of U.S. democracy and by the desperate weakness of the resistance to that assault. He wrote, one astute political observer suggested to me that Trump, flush with revenue from the new tariffs, could do a pre-election cash handout to voters, perhaps presented as compensation for the temporary difficulties of the transition to a MAGA economy. He says that would be a classic populist move. I agree. And I fully expect Trump next year to be passing out checks to people. I also fully expect Trump to have a little war with Venezuela. Because Republicans always, you know, ever since Reagan, I mean, Reagan got it from Thatcher, right? Oh, she's in trouble in the polls. She's, you know, she's just gutted the coal miners union and she's going after the National Health Service and she's collapsed in the polls. So what does she do? She picks a fight with Argentina over the Falklands or lets them pick a fight with her. I mean, you know, I'm not British. I'm not a scholar of that conflict, but you get the point. And Reagan looks at that and goes, oh, that's a good idea. And so after, you know, a couple hundred Marines got killed in Beirut in that Beirut barracks bombing, Reagan pulls all the other Marines out, cuts and runs, and instead goes and invades Grenada, this little tiny Caribbean island where there's a medical school. There's a couple of hundred Americans, you know, studying medicine there. I've been to Grenada. I mean, it's just crazy to think that they represent some kind of threat to the United States, really? seriously. And the thing to remember here is that the House of Representatives in 3 years, at the end of the term, at the end of Trump's term, the House of Representatives is where the election, the presidential election of 2028, will be ratified. They will have the ability to say yes or no. If Trump says, oh, I'm going to run again, or if he does run again, oh, I won. So keep your eyes on this. I absolutely agree with Timothy Garton Ash, this British historian, that we have 400 days roughly to save American democracy. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I want to talk about Charlie Kirk's murder, and I'll pick up your calls. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could actually lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Right now, I got to get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end, to get that special bundle deal and read this report, the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
No need to explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers, too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please. In the land of the free. Show your name, your blood, your history. Or disappear like a ghost in the breeze. This ain't a dream.
As I mentioned to Congressman Pocan at the beginning of the program, it's fairly clear now that Mr. Robinson, Tyler Robinson, the fellow who killed Charlie Kirk, was in a romantic relationship with another man or a man who was transitioning to female, maybe now a trans woman. I'm not sure where he or she was in that transition, and you know, want to be respectful. And you know, in fact, one of his comments, he says, after reading that this is a text message chain, after Tyler Robinson says to his roommate, I killed him. He said, you're kidding, you're joking, right? And he says, I'm still okay, my love, but I am stuck. And he goes on, you know, I'm stuck in here for a little while longer. But he's, you know, he's referring to him as my love and things like that. It just seems like this is just a tragedy, you know, not... This is not some kind of weird conspiracy. This has got nothing to do with left-wing politics. His lover was being attacked, or at least he perceived that Charlie Kirk was attacking his lover. And he did the absolute wrong thing to do when you think that somebody you care about is being attacked. He went out with a gun. It's just absolutely wrong. But, you know, it's fairly clear that this is what's going on, but to say that this is, you know, George Soros is responsible for this or any of these other things, I get it that the Republicans like to say that, you know, all queer people are to the left, Tell that to Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, who is a gay man who's married to another man. Or Peter Thiel, the major, you know, Republican funder, who's a gay man. Being gay does not make you left. And so what can you say? Or being queer in general. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing the crap out of northern Gaza right now. They're going after Gaza City, which had been kind of the last part of Gaza that was still standing. I mean, this is a city with, you know, almost a million people in it. They're blowing up high-rise apartment buildings. They've now confirmed at least 65,000 people dead, probably multiples of that injured, children with limbs blown off. The United Nations this week said, yes, definitely Israel is committing genocide. This is a crime, an international crime. Four more deaths were recorded in the last 24 hours due to starvation in Gaza. That brings the total of starvation victims to 432. In the last 24 hours, 51 Palestinians have been killed across Gaza. They have struck, the Israeli Air Force and artillery units have struck Gaza City over 150 times in the past 48 hours. According to the Israeli military, multiple strikes hit the Al-Ransi Children's Hospital on Tuesday night, the only pediatric hospital left in Gaza. They blew up the top three floors, which had 80 patients in them receiving treatment, all children. The Gaza Health Ministry is accusing the Israeli military of deliberately thwarting attempts by the World Health Organization to bring fuel to hospitals. Internet and telephone services have been shut down to Gaza because of the attacks. A coalition of aid groups are calling to the international community to stop Israel from what they're doing. They said, quote, what we are witnessing in Gaza is not only an unprecedented humanitarian catastrophe, but what the UN Commission of Inquiry has now concluded is a genocide. The signatories include over 20 aid organizations operating in Gaza, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council. I mean, these are not like, you know, anti-Israel groups. And meanwhile, in the West Bank, which is on the other side of Israel, Israeli authorities demolished 40 homes in the village of Al-Sir in the Negev Desert. And they stormed the city of Nablus in the West Bank and arrested seven Palestinians. Louise and I were driving through Nablus one day. This was back, I forget the year, but it was, anyhow, these kids came out and threw stones at our car. And that was the day that Nablus made the front cover of Time magazine as the beginning of the Intifada. We were there for it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
My mother saw that, and it wasn't our car on the cover of Time, but she knew where I was, and she called and freaked out. Anyhow, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right now. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Experts are warning that active clubs, those white nationalist groups disguised as fitness and brotherhood organizations, are spreading rapidly in Wisconsin and nationally. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
Add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. Gibson says the groups are a huge shift in organizing for white supremacists and white nationalists, following what he calls a decentralized leaderless resistance. Gibson says new chapters of active clubs are frequently being created and linking with one another. Members say they are dedicated to self-improvement and brotherhood, seeing themselves as a noble resistance in the cause of preserving the white race. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
All of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
So you just got back from your summer vacation and maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring? Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use the code PINK. Or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and use the code PINK. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. That's ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK when you check out.
No coup beneath the blood red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. As they strangle all we love. Democracy doesn't die in darkness, it chokes beneath the sun. While cameras roll and headlines scroll, the damage still gets done.
6 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, what's on your mind? Jeff in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks. Well, I wanted to circle back to the discussion about language and radical leftist label. I just feel like we should not yield at all, and we should label ourselves. We should define ourselves and use the term we want to use to whatever it is that we, you know, call ourselves. And it's like a linguistic problem. And a public relations problem. And I see them morphing, you know, radical leftist into terrorist and just continue to drive us. And left and right are relative terms anyway. And I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm a centrist, original American patriot. And I'm not a radical leftist. And I agree 1,000% with you.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Jeff. Policies. And I think that it's my goal here, and I'm not going to pound this drum beyond just today. I just wanted to make the point and publish the article. And I'm not going to continue to call myself a radical leftist. But my point was to defang those terms, to point out the absolute flaming absurdity of calling people who are calling for a national health care program and the right to vote far left radicals. It's obscene what they are doing, and somebody needs to call it out. And so this was an ironic or sarcastic way of doing that. Sure. And I think that, you know, sometimes humor, this kind of borders on humor, can be very powerful stuff. And so, you know, that it's my hope that this helps blow that up. But I'm with you, Jeff. The positions, every single one of those positions in that article that I wrote today and the rant that I did this morning in the first half of the first hour, every single one of those positions are supported by more than half of America. And the only reason we don't have them is because you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who own the Republican Party and they prevent any forward progress. So, I get what you're saying. Jeff, I got to move along. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good point.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well and doing good out there. I'm looking at right now, I saw Trump's over in England there. I think he was walking behind King Charles.
He walked
there and
in
all
front
that.
Of the king and the queen. I mean, the British Twitter is just hysterical. I mean, you just don't do that. But I think he did that the last time when he met the king's mother, you know, the queen. He walked in front of her. This guy has no class whatsoever.
Yeah.
By the way, the Fed just lowered interest rates by a quarter point. Breaking news.
I saw that, too. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. I'll speak about someone in the donor world, and now let's talk about Charlie Kirk's death. And it's sad that that young man died, but I want to talk about how young he was. And by the end of this year, I'll have donated my 160th gallon of blood. So I like donating, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that the family didn't donate his organs. What they could have, helped several families, or maybe helped save someone's life. And I don't think they did. I just think about these things after the fact. You know, it's too bad that they didn't do that.
I don't know if they did or didn't. That's not the kind of thing that would be made public, is it, Bill?
I think it would. I think they would if they were. I don't know.
It could have been an opportunity to promote that. You know, if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But the family and the religion behind it and all that. I don't think they did. I think they would have let it be known. It's just one of those things
that I always tend to be more young.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And quickly about the people in the these employees who are getting let go over the First Amendment. I think, you know, how Trump, they're going after government employees and private sector.
Yeah.
Why can't they have hopefully they'll get a class action lawsuit against Trump and the administration and all that. It'd be another lawsuit. But I think because these people are being fired wrong, whatever they said about Charlie Kirk's death, you know, they have a right to free speech. And I think if it was on their own personal platform, their own personal page, as compared to a government page, if they set it on the government website, you know, or that page, I'm going with that.
Yeah. 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 No, I get it. I get it. Bill, thanks for the call. It's always good hearing from you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. Good talking to you. By the way, the jobs report just came in. 22,000 jobs created. They were expecting 75,000. Inflation has gone up to 2.3%, or 4.3%, I guess, annually. Hold on that. I'm doing this from memory, and that's going to get me in trouble. Inflation is up 0.1%. That I can tell you. 0.1%. And the jobs are down, you know, the number of jobs, 22,000, I remember that for sure. And that's why the Fed is cutting interest rates, because the economy is slowing down because of Trump's tariffs. So, you know, and just his general incompetence. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Tom, last week you had somebody call. You were talking about the Epstein files. And he mentioned, you know, why haven't we heard anything from Jeffries and Chuck Schumer? Mm-hmm. And what I did is I went on the AIPCA tracker to see who takes money from that PAC group, Israel's PAC group. And obviously, Republicans take way more money. I mean, Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell and the head of the Senate right now take almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
But Jeffries and Schumer take over $1 million from them.
I know.
And that's why we haven't heard from them, because, just following the Epstein thing, the two previous prime ministers of Israel, they're on the Epstein files. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I think it's Edmund Barak.
Ehud Barak.
Yeah. I mean, he's been, you know, some of the women have called him out and said he was on the flight, on the island, and he was evil. He's an evil man.
Yeah, I haven't seen those reports. I can't corroborate. Although I believe, I do recall reading that Ehud Barak was in the Epstein files, but you know what the details were. I don't recall. But Ray, I get it. I get it. And increasingly, Democrats are saying we're not going to take AIPAC money. As this genocide becomes more and more undeniable, frankly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing, although AIPAC will probably target any Democrat who refuses their money. And, this is the world that, Clarence Thomas taking bribes from a right-wing billionaire
I believe, caused him to vote in favor of Citizens United. He was the decisive vote. He was the tie-breaking vote. And Citizens United turned our government over to anybody who's willing to pay. And Israel has a pile of money. AIPAC has a pile of money. They're separate entities, of course. And you got a bunch of right-wing billionaires who are basically running our country now.
Well, one last point. There is a connection between Peter Thiel and Barack. Mm-hmm. There's a connection there. Yeah. And that connection goes for a long time. There's a lot of security companies that Barack was involved in.
Yeah, well, Peter Thiel owns or runs Palantir, you know, one of the big security companies. So that's not surprising, frankly.
So, all right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good hearing from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. We'll be right back. As mentioned, the Fed met, the Open Market Committee, the FOMC, and in the face of declining job numbers and increasing inflation, they cut the interest rates.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's just a quarter point cut, but Wall Street seems quite excited about it. And of course, Donald Trump will be very happy. We'll be back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my own biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants actually slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I know I get a lot more energy when I drink Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. And I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. And check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Tom at fieldofgreens.com.
Courts with bought out men to drag us back to God knows when. Rights erased with the stroke.
Welcome back,
a
9 minutes before the hour. Catherine in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Catherine, what's up? Or is it Palatine?
Hi, it's Palatine, Illinois.
Yeah.
My question is this: if 12 million people are getting kicked off of health care, how would the country react to a strike against insurance companies?
Well, first off, this is not going to happen until after next year's midterm elections. The Republicans put the kicking people off Medicare or off Medicaid and gutting Medicare, it doesn't go into effect until January of 2027.
So they
just wanted to make sure that we went into the midterm elections without anybody realizing the damage that they had just done to America. If the Republicans continue to hold the House and Senate and these gerrymandering things that they're doing like they just did in Texas, may well cause that to be the outcome, then I doubt, you know, they're not going to allow the kind of protests. I mean, you know, we'll be in full police state lockdown mode by then, in my opinion. So that's how I think they're going to deal with it, Catherine.
Well, my question, though, is could Americans, before the election coming up, could we strike against health care or to insurance companies, and how would that really affect the industry?
I don't know how you'd do that.
Or would this be, would this be just another thing like trying to not pay your taxes?
Yeah, I just don't know how you'd do that. I think the thing to do is to raise hell with our elected officials, Democrat or Republican. We just, you know, our voices need to be heard. We need to be speaking out. And, of course, on October, 18th, I think it is, that Saturday, going to be No King's Day 2.0. Get out there and get in the streets.
Okay? Okay, thank you.
Catherine, thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, what's up? Rick, watching Free Speech TV in Castro Valley, California? No Rick. Okay, Joe in Spring, Texas. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Correct me and please enlighten me, but didn't Mazie Hirono just talking to Cash Patel about the FBI and the workouts and the stringent qualifications for the physical requirements say that women aren't naturally as strong as men and that the pull-up requirement was too harsh for women. Well, doesn't that go against our argument about men and women being the same?
No, it's a simple biological reality, Joe. What, are you weird?
Same as having XX or XY chromosomes. Men can become women and women can become men. You just validated my argument. Thank you.
Well, no, I don't think I did, but good luck. Whistler in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hey, Whistler, thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tom, for taking my call. A little background, I'm a 73-year-old Vietnam-era veteran, and I got a question in regards recently here to, well, it has to do with Charlie Kirk's shoot down or whatever. Why was it that J.D. Vance and Air Force Two used our tax dollars to transport this gentleman from Utah back to his home state of Arizona?
Yeah.
That's what I was curious about.
Well, because he's their new hero. He's their horse vessel, Whistler.
But it's our tax dollars.
I know.
Our tax dollars that are paid.
I totally get it. But this is not the battle that I think we're gonna win or that is worth fighting. But I get your point, Whistler. Thanks for the call, Paul in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
kudos to you. You're doing a great job,
thank you,
man. My question is: there was a flotilla of ships and boats with some prominent activists from around the world coming to
Greta Thunberg was on it.
What has happened to
They came under fire a couple of days ago. I saw that. And they came under fire a couple of times from the Israeli military. And I frankly, it's been two or three days since I've seen any reporting on what happened. I don't know if they turned back. I'm sure if they had gotten
buried,
to Gaza.
It's buried with everything going on.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's just buried with everything that's going on right now.
I think so. And I'm pretty sure if they'd gotten to Gaza, we'd know about it. So I'll have to look into that and get back with you.
Yeah.
Paul, thanks for the call. Rick in Castro Valley. Hey, Rick, you got a quick one? I have about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quick. That letter or that text that young man sent was so doctored. Young kids don't talk like that. I just spent 2 weeks around my adult children. None of them speaking that fast.
Are you talking about the text message chain?
Yes. Yes. That is insane, and you can't trust.
You think that was manufactured by Cash Patel or the FBI? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah,
that had not occurred to me, Rick. It didn't seem quite that weird to me, but you know, who knows? I mean, in this day and age, who knows? Rick, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, although Alex Lawson is going to fill in for me. I've got a small medical procedure. I'll be back on Friday. So treat Alex well. Alex well, will you? Get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll see you the day after tomorrow. And Alex, we'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.